Hello yet again, and welcome from me, Mike Roberts, this the final programme in our second 17-part weekly series, Malta Memories. Yes, we've reached programme 17, during which we'll be covering the final 6 months of 1980, via the news made by the ordinary people of Malta, and in the main the ordinary events of those months. Accompanied on our journey, as always, by the popular music of the time. Music like that which was being heard from the singing group Adam and the Ants. Adam and the Ants with Kings of the Wild Frontier. And what was making the news as the half-year began? On Tuesday, July 1st, the 24th International Trade Fair opened at Nashar. Sugar rationing in Malta, or as it was referred to at the time, the sugar distribution scheme, got off to a chaotic start, with thousands of householders without the necessary coupons. The police, as coupon distributors, were unable to cope with the demand. Simon Abdillah Jocelyn won the 1980 Young Musician of the Year Award at the Malta Hilton. He gained first prize playing Hoffmann's Andante for cello, accompanied by his sister on piano, making it a bit of a family affair. The very first organised book exhibition in Malta with an international flavour, the Progress Press Book Exhibition, was opened in its 12th year by Malta's Chief Justice. The contrasting news items at the time were all associated with the sea around the island. An unidentified submarine was reported seen off Malta, creating much speculation. Malta's offshore drilling for oil was given the go-ahead. And young long-distance swimmer Nicholas Ferrugia claimed a new record when he swam from Mjargoza to Bujiba, Malta, in 3 hours, 57 minutes. Musically, David Essex was still going strong and in 1980 released Silver Dream Machine.
To win. Cause love is the thing, and freedom is the word I say. It's the force now, yeah, to get us through. Yeah, it's deep in me and it's deep in you. Not to lose now, but to win. Tell me, how do I begin? I dream.
David Essex, Silver Dream Machine. The burning questions relative to an adequate water supply were again being aired in the press as the island's increasing periods of cut-off were affecting both resident and tourist alike. The 40th anniversary of the BBC's Maltese service was celebrated at Bush House in London, at which Malta's High Commissioner was principal guest. The first limited supplies of fresh pork returned to butchers' shops after a long period following the destroying of Malta's entire pig stock due to African swine fever. Farsons, the clear leader for years in Malta of all things drinkable, added a new range of products to its existing lines, Selecta. The annual August Moon Ball was advertised in 1980 as benefiting some 29 charities, with such famous artists as Renato entertaining diners and dancers alike. And to add even more excitement, surprise prizes to Rome and Yugoslavia were added to the event. The new Gozo Lions Club was officially announced. 19-year-old Lucia Mikalev of Slema was awarded a £12,500, that's sterling, scholarship to study music at London's Royal Academy of Music. Alfa Romeo's new Alfa Sud, hailed as the car of the decade, was being heavily promoted by Muscat Motors of Mseda. And in Gozo, telephone lines were increased by a further 1,000 to accommodate the increasing demand on Malta's sister island. Always in modest demand of another sort was the special sound produced by The Shadows, the group forever associated with the 1960 chart successes of Cliff Richard. In 1980, the group itself recorded this. The Shadows, two guitars and drums, with the Billy Joel song, Just the Way You Are. As Malta's summertime officially ended and clocks were put back 1 hour, the weather forecast was for sunny periods, considerable cloud, and a maximum temperature of 27 degrees centigrade. An interesting but somewhat perplexing news item concerned a Burkakara grocer, from whom the police confiscated a large quantity of fresh eggs. Apparently he was reported as charged with failing to sell them and display them. I wonder why and how he acquired them in the first place. Endurance swimmer Albert Rizzo continued to make Malta proud of him, as he not only beat his own 36-hour record, but became the new Guinness Book of Records World Endurance Swimming Champion. The number of motor vehicles reported as stolen in Malta during just 1 week in September was 3, and the number reported as found, 4. 26 yachts set off on Malta's now famous Middle Sea Race, and with a light wind for the 4 starts, they made a splendid sight with spinnakers in full sail. And a Bavarian band, Die Isertaler Blasmusik, in Malta to entertain patrons at the Grand Hotel Verdala for the island's very own Oktoberfest, also gave public performances in Malta and Gozo. Local car importers were expressing concern that they were still in the dark as to how long the ban on the import of French cars into Malta, now entering its second year, would be. The new Miss Malta 1980, 19-year-old Frances Duca, began her many official engagements. And among those who sent messages of congratulation to the Malta Amateur Dramatic Company, celebrating its 70th birthday, were former Shakespearean director Hope Slessor and Sir Alec Guinness. Number one in the UK's popular music charts at the time was Dexys Midnight Runners with Gino. From Dexys Midnight Runners. Having Sunday lunch out with the whole family was still growing in popularity in Malta, and not unnaturally being encouraged by the island's hotels. Sleema's Tower Palace advertised a full Sunday lunch at 150 Malta pounds per person, with children at half price. Antoine Koutaya and his wife Antoinette of Hamroun marked their golden wedding with a celebration dinner at the Phoenicia Hotel, where family, relatives and friends gathered, some having travelled from Australia and the UK to attend. The climax was the arrival of the cake, complete with 50 candles. Another event, however, brought great sadness to many, the state funeral of independent Malta's first Prime Minister, Dr. Georges Borges-Olivier, at which thousands of Maltese participated. Shops remained closed and cinemas cancelled performances. And Malta remembered, too, its war dead on Remembrance Sunday. Whilst at Pietà, an ecumenical service was held at the military cemetery and a wreath laid at the foot of the Cross of Sacrifice. Malta's fishermen were bringing in good autumn catches, with one heading declared Lampouki Galore, as a glut of the popular fish hit the market. In just 5 days the price of 90 cents a rotolo dropped to 40 cents. The post office recorded the Chess Olympiad being held at Malta's Mediterranean Conference Centre, with the release of 3 new stamps marking the occasion. And a Sidhui correspondent of the Sunday Times, calling him or herself urban, asked why projects in the village were all unfinished, whereas Figura, Zaytun and Cotonera had all done well. Doing well musically was Phil Collins, and in this album entitled Serious Hits and recorded live, he included his 1980 success In the Air Tonight. Phil Collins and In the Air Tonight. November was coming to a close and the final month of the year was beckoning, as Maltese authors and poets were being entertained by the President in recognition of their contribution to Maltese literature. A Malta-Czechoslovakia symposium was held at the Phoenicia, featuring a week of Czech food and an exhibition of Czech goods. December 1980 arrived as the Carinthia Palace Hotel boasted a new amenity, the most modern and complete health and leisure centre around. The Malta Amateur Dramatic Company presented Chekhov's The Cherry Orchard. Malta's number one tennis champion, young Gordon Ashak, lost at the Carinthia tournament to Italian Alberto Farroni. And although well established decades later, the innovative and technically spectacular Malta experience was being screened for the first time at the Mediterranean Conference Centre. In time for Christmas, Joseph Vella of Gozo published a diary containing a different quotation and a different prayer for every day. As the year closed, taxi drivers began a temporary tourist transport service from the airport. And a unique property on the edge of Dingley Cliffs, with extensive views and ideal for conversion to restaurant or residence, went on sale at 12,000 Malta pounds. But existing homeowners were still glued to their TV screens as they regularly switched on to view the goings-on in the long-running series Dallas, for which this was the distinctive theme tune. The Frank Barber Orchestra and the TV theme music for Dallas. And so the first year of a new decade made way for the next. The point, in fact, where I need your help, folks, just as I did at the close of my last Malta Memory series. You see, I have all the research memories and all the appropriate popular music of the time to complete a further third series, closing the decade to 1989. Do you want a further series? If so, let me know, just as you did last time, and as we demonstrated in Programme 9, devoted entirely to listener dedications based on your comments. And with all that in mind, I'll be around as usual at email, mikeroberts@firenet.ws, or by just selecting contact on the station's website, or by writing, if you prefer, care of this station. Don't forget, too, that catching up on any programs you missed is simple. Just go to webcasts, they're all there at the click of a mouse for the taking. And I suppose that is where I really must now leave you. Except, of course, for those very important thank yous. firstly, to all the staff here, with special thanks to my friend Samuel, the other side of the microphone, for once again keeping it all together, and to all of you for listening. And as I said last time, as a confirmed Maltophile of many years standing, my final thank you must be this. Thank you, Malta, for so very many wonderful memories, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.